morning, 7:20 a.m. on Thursday, September the 12th, 2019. Okay. Thursday. It's a bit chilly this morning. 50 degrees. 10 degrees colder than yesterday. I am wearing a sweatshirt. I'm beginning to think I should have worn parka. No, not really. It's not that cold. My nose is running. My fingers are cold. But it's not that bad. Last half mile or so with the sun shining on me was actually quite pleasant. The first half mile was a bit cold. But yeah, okay, be good. We be jamming. Yesterday, I don't know what happened yesterday. Yesterday sort of went boop, gone. I had a midday appointment with the Science Fiction Writers of America, budget and accounting people, every week. Today's distraction will be, remind me to go back to yesterday's distraction. Today's distraction is, I've got one of the Colorado Gold authors coming up, all the way up to Greeley to meet with me today, to pick my brain. Gotta meet him for lunch, so. That should be fun. So yesterday's distraction was Evan Thomas sent me a hard drive adapter so that I could see what's on the various hard drives that I have floating around the house. And for the most part, it's a little bit frustrating because there's so much crap on. They were drives that came out of computers that we sold, I think. But I found a bunch of old stuff. I have not yet found the first episodes of Talking on My Morning Walk. But I have taken a couple of them and discovered that, one, the drive was just dead. The contacts, there was a big blob of crap on the contacts. It wouldn't even fire up. So that drive went away. And then I rebuilt. I rebuilt Linux onto one of them. And I've got the other one staging, getting ready to make sure I've got everything off it before I erase it. Morning. Kids on the way to school. must be on time because I've seen them. Jogger going by on the other side of the street. Big guy with a beard. Got to see he's got real shoes on this morning. I can say this is not a good idea. So yeah, I still have a couple of 32-bit machines hanging around. So I built a boot disk for CD-ROM so that I could boot. Boot them and look to see what's on them. And I've redone, right now we're using a Windows machine to watch Prime on the treadmill. It's attached to a 20-inch monitor hanging on the wall in front of the treadmill. So it's really handy. And I've got a Linux machine right beside it. I could dual boot, but my wife uses that machine sometimes and she's not even open to the idea that she might try something that, even if it looks like Windows, isn't Windows. Cinnamon looks a lot like Windows. I put Cinnamon on my Linux laptop. It's running Ubuntu, but I really like it feels very comfortable. The buttons are in the right places on the screen. So upper right instead of upper left for maximize, minimize, close. Where Unity has it on the other side. When I updated to 18, whatever it is, it took Unity off and gave me GNOME 3, which is really was quite lovely. It was quite nice with Cinnamon. I like it a lot. I think you're freaky, but I like you a lot. Which probably sounds weird unless you know that I listen to a lot of weird music and recognize a refrain from De Antwoord. A band that takes a certain amount of derision for their cultural appropriation, as it were, of rich kids pretending to be poor. Okay, here we go. I'm coming up on here slowly. get ready. Stay with me. I'm closed. Okay. Dog. What the hell is that sound? Derp. Yep, dog. So, we had a pretty good hailstorm last night. And there was hail the night before. It was like 3 minutes of pea-sized hail, which is like, okay, fine. Moving on. Last night was not it was not 3 minutes of pea-sized hail. Last night was nickel and quarter-sized, and it went on for a good 20-25 minutes. So yesterday was non-stop calls from roofing companies who were going to be in the area and wanted to offer me a free roof inspection. And all of them tried to go with the hard sell. Oh, we're going to be in your area tomorrow. We're going to be in your area. You're going to be here. Why not? It's like, A, because I don't trust you to give me a fair and real evaluation. Because your roofing company has a vested interest in finding a problem. And for a low $500 homeowner's deductible, you can get a $2,500 job out of it, or more. I think the last time we replaced the roof was like $5,000. It's probably more now. So I understand their economic desire to come in and keep their roofing crew busy for 3 days, 25 days. But I don't trust them to give me a fair assessment because they have such a vested interest in finding something wrong so that my roof has to be replaced. Maybe my roof does need to be replaced, but I don't trust them to do it. And it's like the same four companies all the time. Colorado First, Colorado Fast, Colorado Services. What was the one yesterday? There was one last night, I can't remember which. But the phone rings almost nonstop. As soon as I hang up from one, there's another one. As soon as I hang up from that one, there's another one. As soon as I hang up from that one, there's another one. I have to unplug the phone. I have to unplug the landline. They started calling me on my cell phone. Tedious. So yeah, yesterday I was playing with Mint it's really a cool distribution, and I like it a lot. It's pretty lightweight. It's I don't know. There was one that was going around a little while ago that was supposed to be the most beautiful distribution. It looked really sharp. It really did, and I can't find it anymore. So I don't know which one it is. But Mint came up, and it's lightweight, and it'll run on 64 and 32. And like, there's a lot of them that will run on like nothing. I have a USB 4 gig USB drive that I can plug into a USB port, and if the machine will boot from USB, I can boot to it. I got one machine that won't boot from USB because I don't know why. So I had to do a CD-ROM. I did a DVD actually. Dropped a DVD and it'll boot from the DVD, so I can find it. Grass is all brown. Most of the trees are still green, but the grass is all gone by. It's all gone to seed. It's all brown. Spiny poppy has a few seed heads on it, so it must have been flowering the last couple days. I didn't notice. There's a crowd. Two people. Four dogs. Five dogs. Four dogs. Three dogs. Husky. Husky blends of some sort. Okay. Here we are. Coming up on the back gate. Don't rush, say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.